it's a real race. You know, typically when you've got lopsided enrollment, and in this case the district more than 2-1 Democratic, it's kind of over once the Democrats have made their endorsement. But in this case, Chris Fahey got the endorsement. He's a longtime member of the staff of Congressman Brian Higgins. Nikki Kearns, however, who was vying with him for the Democratic nomination, went ahead and got the Republicans to endorse him. And because Kearns has wide name recognition in the district, at least in the South Buffalo portion of the district, and he's got the backing of Carol Palladino, you know, from everything I've seen, you know, this is going to be a very, very competitive race. I think the other thing that's interesting about the race is that, you know, both of them are what I would consider to be quality candidates. You'll often, in even state offices like Assembly or Senate, you'll often see whoever's nominated by the minority party putting up kind of a sacrificial lamb, someone who's not necessarily ready for prime time. You know, in this case, both Kearns and Fahey, I think both have some pretty solid credentials, different credentials, but you know, sound credentials. So, you know, you've got a competitive race and you've got a couple of, you know, quality candidates. And that's, you know, you often don't see that.
It really is the old kind of old-fashioned politics South Buffalo race that we've seen in the past.
Yeah, yeah. You know, Higgins, you know, Brian Higgins is kind of, you know, clearly supporting the Fahey candidacy, and Brian has his base. Mickey Kearns has always kind of been his, you know, run independent of really, you know, everybody out there. And he's got Carol Palladino support, and Palladino has kind of made Brian Higgins one of his public enemies number one in the last couple of years. So, you know, that just kind of adds a little bit more spice to the mix.
Do you think that's going to harm him?
It's hard to say. You know, Carol, I'm sure he's put in $3,500 into the Kearns campaign, according to the last filing, but that was several weeks ago. I would anticipate that Palladino will pour more money into it. You know, Carl's support is always a double-edged sword for candidates. The folks who like Carl will gravitate toward Kearns. The people who don't like Carl will run the opposite direction. So I think Palladino's endorsement both helps and hurts. You know, I think a lot of this is going to boil down to what degree Fahey can kind of get his name out before voters and make himself more of a known quantity. I think it's also going to depend on turnout, and that is going to boil down in part to who's got the better organized campaign and has the ability to get the vote out. And from all indications I've seen, Kearns is running a typical Kearns campaign, which is to say it's, you know, it's got some energy, but he does not appear to be nearly as well organized as the Fahey campaign. Fahey's done a lot of knocking on doors. He's got a pretty sophisticated campaign in terms of tracking likely voters, likely Fahey voters, and he's tapping into the Higgins apparatus there. And Brian Higgins has a very very fine-tuned a political apparatus. You know, he has all the way going back to his days in the council, and then through the Assembly, now Congress. So I think organizationally, Fahey has a clear advantage there.
And do you think he perhaps might be a little bit stronger on some of the issues as they apply to state opposed to where Kearns is working on a local citywide level?
You know, I don't know how much issues, frankly, are really going to play into this. I mean, you know, Kearns is kind of running a, you know, I was a little surprised. You know, Mickey's not necessarily a negative campaigner, but he's in my interview with him. He struck a pretty negative tone toward Fahey. You know, trying to characterize him as you know, inexperienced and wet behind the ears, and will just fall in line with Sheldon Silver if elected, and kind of a tool of the party establishment. You know, Fahey is an unknown when it comes to how he's going to handle public office, because he's never held it before. He was a very adept researcher for Higgins on some of the key issues that Brian's tackled over the years, including the Thruway Authority and in the Power Authority. But you know, he is a bit unknown in that regard in terms of how he'll handle it. You know, Kearns is Kearns has been a respectable councilman. On a council that, probably doesn't have any stars. I think Mickey's kind of a, middle of the pack, maybe a little bit, better than middle of the pack councilman.
Soon to be in the hands of the voters. Jim Heaney from Investigative Post, thank you for joining us on this morning's Press Pass.
Thank you.